The whole concept of peak experience was first talked about by Maslow in Toward a Psychology of Being. And when I first read about it when I was in my 20s, I had a lot of doubts about whether or not you could make all experiences or life experiences a peak experience. And even by definition, the word peak means that all other experiences are below it, since this is the peak, like the mountain peak. And yet I've come now at this stage of my life to know that it really comes from an absence of judging the experience and just being in it, really and truly being in it. Like when I meditate in the morning, that experience, each time I do it, and you'd think, God, you do it every single day, can it just go on being so blissful and so terrific and so wonderful? Because it really is, in fact. People ask me over and over again about meditating, does it require great discipline? And I say, well, if you want to call it discipline to go into a blissful state and just feel as so good and so terrific, then I guess that requires great discipline. To me, that isn't great discipline at all. It's just I can hardly wait to get there. I can hardly wait to sit down and give myself the opportunity to do the meditating. And each one is a peak experience. And if I do it 70 mornings in a row, each one of those, not in comparison to the other, but just in terms of what it is unto itself, becomes a peak experience. And this is what George Leonard talks about in his learning through mastery notion, that one of the things that it's really good to do is to pick out something that you do in your life, whatever it may be. For me, one of the things is tennis. I play that most days, and swimming and running and writing and things like this. Let's take tennis, for example. And he says, don't try to improve upon it. That is, don't set a lot of goals for yourself and try to get better and better and better. Just play it every day. And while you're playing it, be there. Be completely there. That is, notice everything about what you're doing while you're in it, even if you only do it for 10 minutes. Notice how your arm moves. Feel your heart beating. Notice how you're breathing. Check out the motion of your arm as you're serving. Feel your arms and legs going back and forth across the court. Notice the friction between your shoe and the court. And if it's not tennis, maybe it's doing the dishes. And instead of judging it or being angry about it or trying to improve upon it, even if it's cooking a souffle or whatever it may be there and try to be in every single moment of it. Experience it as completely as you possibly can and feel the texture of the water on your hands and feel the soap as it goes over your skin and notice how your hands move across the dish and feel the temperature of the water. In other words, be completely in it. And he said the way that you learn and get good at things is not by setting a lot of goals. He said there will be a long period of time when you will plateau. And I noticed this about myself in my tennis. I plateau sometimes for a couple of years on a particular shot, like a backhand or a serve, or even the level of tennis that I'm playing. And instead of trying to get to the next level, just stay in the level, but be there. Be there completely with it. And then you'll notice that one day you'll be at another level. It's almost like it's automatic. He did it with a form of Tai Chi, a kind of martial arts thing. And he said when he would get to a certain belt level, and then try to go to the next level, he would always notice himself getting injured. Like he had three or four injuries in a row trying to go from one level belt to the next level belt. And he said it was that kind of pressure that he was putting on himself to excel and to get to the peak that prohibited him from getting there. Whereas when he just stayed with the level that he was at and noticed it and was completely absorbed in it, was in the effortless perfection of it in the moment, that after a while, he would stay at that level, he would plateau, and he would be at that, and he didn't judge the plateau, and then all of a sudden he'd be at another level. He'd be at the next level belt without even having ever set the goal to be there. And then he said he might plateau there for a year, but he would still always be in it, totally, completely immersed in it, and then he'd be at the next level. And I found that same thing was true with my tennis. I now play at a much higher level than I played 4 or 5 years ago, and I've never set a goal to try to get to another level or anything like that. It's like I've allowed myself to plateau and then rise, plateau and then rise. But the secret in having a peak experience is to be in the moment. Be completely there. Don't let your body be going through one motion and your mind be someplace else, figuring out something else. Be body, mind, and soul all in whatever experience you're having. Forget about getting better at it and know that you will automatically get better at it by being in it completely, totally. And that's how you can turn all life's moments into peak experiences.